episode 399, Experience Today.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, beautiful sisters. How are you? I'm so excited that you're here. And I got to tell you, did you know what? When I started recording this and I did the intro section, did you know this is episode 399? I cannot believe it. And it's all because of you. Thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart. You are giving me of your time, which is showing me that there's some value that you're finding in this, which is totally exciting and thrilling for me. It's exhilarating. And I really want you to know how much I appreciate you. Because when you begin to value someone and you give them that, that's the best gift that you could give anyone. So thank you. I was amazed. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're about ready to hit 400. I cannot believe it. Now, granted, we have more episodes than that because we've done a lot of bonus episodes and kitchen and videos and fitness, etc. But just of the actual numbered episodes, I was amazed. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Today, I want you to move in to kind of a different mindset. I want you to have a different awareness today. And it doesn't matter where you are in your day. Maybe it's in the afternoon. Maybe you're working out now and it's in the morning early. Maybe you're just trying to escape. The kids are taking a nap and you're like, okay, I need some me time. So I'm going to get fed a little bit. Wherever you are in your walk today, I want you to experience today. And you're like, well, what does that mean? What do you mean experience today? We have a tendency to hide, to get bogged down in our own schedules, the busyness of life, that we don't even pay attention to what's happening around us. We're just going about it. What happens when you go to the bathroom? Okay, not literally when you're going to the bathroom. We know what that happens. And we're not going to go into that kind of conversation. But what do you see when you're walking to the bathroom? You don't just all of a sudden, poof, you're there. Going to the bathroom, right? No. You got to get to the bathroom. Whether you're at work taking a break and you got to go to the bathroom, what do you see on that walk? What do you see when you go to your own bathroom in your own home? Do you hear little pitter-patters of your four-legged friends that are following you? Like, where are you going, Mom? Where are you going, Mom? I got to be right with you. Or do you have peace and quiet? Or maybe, no, wait. Oh, those daggum dust bunnies. Why are they there? What do you see on your walk to the bathroom? What do you see when you're walking out through your utility room or your laundry room, maybe out to the garage, maybe you have a mud room? What do you see when you go out that direction? Do you see a pile of all the winter clothes and the boots that are so not organized and you wish they were and everything just kind of thrown amok? And you see maybe three piles of laundry that you still need to fold or you need to wash? Those towels that have been sitting there now for a week and you're like, oh, I'll get to it. But then something else comes up and needs to jump in front of those towels to be washed. What do you see? How do you experience today? When we're just doing our regular habitual stuff and we don't put any thought into it, literally even like when we drive to work or we're going to pick up the kids at some activity, do you pay attention to what's around you? Do you just all of a sudden appear and you're like, oh, yeah. Or maybe you're in the mall or you're going shopping, you're in the grocery store, and you didn't even realize, but you passed two of your good friends, and they didn't know that they passed you because you were just so, like, not paying attention. We have this tendency and this weirdness, honestly, and what I consider not so good habit of just being in our own hurriedness. A lot of times we think of our own hurriedness as, oh my gosh, you know, it's around the holidays, or maybe it's when school's about ready to start, or school's ending, and there's always this push. Maybe it's when there's a wedding coming up, whether you're in the wedding, maybe it's your wedding, and or the birth of a child. There's this stuff that goes into it that you get stressed, you feel hurried, there's busyness about it. You just have to do things to get them done, and you don't even know really what you're doing, but you know you got to do it, so you're just doing it. That's the busyness in life. But the thing is, we live every day like it's a holiday. That we're always hurried and scurrying around, trying to get it all done, fitting it in to maybe 14 and a half hours of waking time. And if you're really pushing it, it's more like 18 hours to 20 hours of waking time. Because you still can't get it all done, and you're trying to squeeze in sleep. But even then, it's not sound sleep. Experience today. I want you to pull back a little bit. If you want to, consider it a winter break. I mean, right now, we're absolutely in frigid weather. We are in the negatives, and I am cold. And if you are in a warm place, I am so coming over. I am. I'm telling you. Give me your number. I'm headed there. But it's weird because we kind of hunker down. And it's easy to get caught up in just doing it. We begin to hibernate in our own schedules. You don't want to be a winter bear that hibernates and doesn't want to get out and see the world. Do you know what's out there? You must be present to feel alive, to feel loved, to be engaged in the gifts that God has given you. What would happen if you were walking to the bathroom and you were aware of what was going on? And on your way to the bathroom, oh, wait, you saw those dust bunnies, but you're like, oh, but they come from such cute little precious animals. That's okay that they're there. Oh, and then you walk by and your child is sitting in your seat waiting to come back to just snuggle. It's that awareness. Maybe you pass by a mirror and you're like, wow, I look actually kind of cute today. That shirt looks nice on me. Then you finally make it to the bathroom. Experience today. When you're walking through the actual laundry room or utility room, on the way maybe to the garage or through the med room, and you see the piles of laundry, and you think, wow, it's been kind of a crazy week. I've gotten a lot done. I'll get to that here maybe the next day or so. Oh, and man, look at these winter clothes. I'm so excited that there's seasons because I can enjoy the snow. But then I can also relish when springtime comes and the beautiful flowers. Do you see and hear the awareness that you begin to create when you stop and experience today? You need to feel the joy of life that God has given you. You need to be able to pull back. If you want to make an excuse, say it's Christy Ann's holiday. She made me do it. Experience today. When you're standing in front of the dishes that you have to do, look around you. What do you see? Do you see your sweet hubby sitting there, kind of reading the paper, magazine, maybe looking at his social media, maybe watching a game or two, and going, oh man, I am so blessed to have a man that loves me like he does. And did you tell him in that moment? Did you see the dishes in front of you and go, oh my gosh, I've got all this to do? Or did you see the dishes as, wow, we really enjoyed an amazing dinner that I made last night? Yeah, I didn't get the dishes done, but we got some quality time together. Experience today. Being present means that you're aware, you're alert to your surroundings. You don't want to be a little hibernation bear. That's just, oh, well, okay, I'm going to do this and this is what's going to happen. No. You want to experience it. You want to be a part of it. You want to be alive. And you just want to have your blood running through your veins going, yes, this is awesome. Even when you're walking outside and it's so cold. I was out shoveling snow today. And when I was shoveling and I was like, okay, my nose is about to fall off. But I was like, oh, but I can just, man, it's so nice to have clean, crisp air. Thank you, Lord, for that. And you know all that laundry that you see piled up? And that washing machine that does the work? Did you ever say, oh, thanks, Lord. I appreciate that washing machine. Those dollars were well spent. It's given a lot to this. You don't think about things like that, but when you live a life of awareness and you begin to experience today, what happens is you open up the vault of gratitude and appreciation, which makes you feel even more alive. It creates this joy within you that's indescribable. You're like, wow, I feel like I'm alive. I feel good. I have more energy instead of feeling tired and thrumpy and yucky and just always wearing my, well, my yoga pants or my sweatpants. But when I'm experiencing today, when you experience today, you look mighty fine in those yoga pants. You feel good about who you are and where you're going in life. Even when you have the hiccups, even when you have those crazy obstacles, even when you have the accidents that are thrown your way, even when you have the temper tantrums of your children, experience today. When you begin to allow yourself that, oh my gosh, you're experiencing the wonders and the gifts that God has given you. Take time and do that today. Number one, for your sanity, because it's not fun sitting here living in the ho-hums of life and the what-ifs and the should-haves. It's awesome to be present. It's awesome to be and feel incredible. And to know that, wow, I am blessed. And I can live a life of appreciation. Yeah, maybe I have a few dust bunnies around. But you know what? It's okay because I got some really cute puppy dogs. Or I've got some amazing little kitty cats. And yeah, they help create them. But it's okay. Because I know one day they won't be here. And right now I just think they're cute and they snuggle with me. Allow yourself to be aware today. To be alert to the wonders that God has given you. The wonders of life. Those blessed gifts that unfortunately a lot of times we take for granted. Don't take life for granted. Go out and experience today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.